Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Tuesday, Jeremy and Joe. Ravens win their fifth in a row. They started 0-2. They've scored 147 points in their last four games.
That's more than the Chargers games, right?
No.
Chargers games were how many?
Chargers games have had 189 points.
Oh, okay.
Total.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's not far off.
Total. So, anyway, 803-0550. A thing developing in the last 24, 48 hours I want to talk about with regard to the Bills. And a couple calls we've received and a couple tweets I'm getting about them that I think are just like, I don't know, kind of funny. But we'll get to that in a moment. 803-0550, our phone number. As Joe mentioned, some of the injuries to watch this week. DK Metcalf, they're saying it's not long-term, but they're uncertain for Sunday. What a massive loss that'd be for Seattle.
Or even if he plays and is hampered.
Yeah.
McDonald, their head coach, said yesterday Metcalf will try to play this week.
Okay.
That doesn't mean he will. It says he'll try to play.
That's same as Jaden Daniels, who's going to try.
Yeah.
They're going to see how it goes. I mean, they got that flexed into a Bears-Commanders game. It's supposed to be a big, high-profile matchup, and he might not be able to go. So, we'll see. The AFC, okay, so the Chiefs have an undefeated record. And then you got the Bills, Texans, and Ravens all at 5-2, which, by the way, worth mentioning.
And Steelers at 5-2.
And Steelers. When it comes to the AFC and the one seed, it is not just head-to-head. If there are multiple teams tied, then it becomes record against the same teams. So the Bills are 0-2 if they're in a tiebreaker with Baltimore and Houston. And if Kansas City, if all four of those teams were to get locked into a tiebreaker. Right now the Bills are 0-2. But, you know, they could beat the Chiefs. Now they're 1-2. And then if one of those teams falls out, now you're 1-1. If it's Buffalo, Baltimore, KC, and you beat KC, all three of those teams are 1-1 against each other. And then I think we go to conference record.
And if it goes to conference record, the way that stands right now, so the Texans are 4-0 in the conference. You're not going to you're behind them. The Bills are 4-2. The Ravens are 2-2.
Yeah.
The Ravens, three of their five wins are against the NFC so far. And their division is tough, right? They never play Pittsburgh great. So that could be a tiebreaker you could gain on them if it were to be a more than a, you know, 1-1. Tied records at the end of the season because you can't make up the head-to-head at this point. Or you just be one game better than them.
803-0550. Okay, so a new thing that I'm starting to hear as week seven, Joe? We're going to week eight next week?
Yeah. Yeah. Once you get to Tuesday, is it week eight? I think it's week eight.
We just had a call from Jordan in North Buffalo. We had a call yesterday about this. Are Bills fans going to start, not all of them, building a narrative that the Bills can't beat good teams? Is that starting to happen?
I mean, we heard it a couple times.
We're going to do that. We're going to do the Bills can't beat good teams.
I mean, we heard a Patriots analyst once say it after they won a playoff game that they never beat good teams.
That's right. That's right.
I don't think I've heard it since then, and it was ridiculous then. That was different. We could hear it. I mean, if they. Because here's the thing. I don't know that I would predict this. They could have a season where they win the division, they have a home playoff game, and they really don't beat anybody great. Like, that's out there. They could do that. It might not even be hard. If they lose, what are they going to lose? Six games this year? If they lose to Kansas City, San Francisco, and Detroit. Like, that's a season you could put together where you have five losses. I'll give them the Seattle loss, too. We'll make it six. Those are six losses, and you still have 11 wins. You still win the division. You still have, like, the three seed. You're still a home playoff game at the start, and you could go through the year not beating a single great team. And
it doesn't matter.
But if it's playoff or bust one way, it's got to be playoff or bust the other way, right? Like, if it's all about the playoffs, then you can use that to try to dictate or try to decide whether you think they're going to go on a deep run. And sure, you'll be less confident, I'm sure, if they haven't beat a single team with a winning record by the time we get to the playoffs. That will be out there. It'll be in the air, and it'll have this feeling of, well, I don't know if this is the year that they go on a deep playoff run, because every time they played a great team, they fell short. But it doesn't have to matter, because the league is random, and they lost a game already against a great team in Houston where the Texans were trying to gift wrap that to you. And right. If Amari Cooper's on the field a week earlier, 2 weeks earlier, then maybe the Bills win that game. So I'm not really thinking about it yet. I think it would take – you lose to maybe even Seattle, but more than that, you lose to Kansas City, you lose to the Niners, you lose to the Lions. Like, those are the big three games I'm thinking about for this. They lose all those games, then I think it's a thing. Before that, okay. I don't think it's a thing.
I'll do the same thing I did last year, and I don't think these teams are equals. People made this point about Miami, and I said, it does not matter. You get in the playoffs, that's all that counts. What do you do there? You don't have to beat any good team in the regular season. If you get a 12-5 record, I mean, who have the Chiefs beat in the regular seasons the last couple of years? So they have losses to a bad Indy team. Last year, they lost to the Raiders twice.
But those are bad teams.
Okay.
But
in this conversation, you devalue beating bad teams. You say that doesn't count when you beat bad teams. And the Chiefs can go lose to the Raiders twice. And then in the playoffs, what do? Oh, they find their game and they're fine.
But that's the more of the point, I think, right? Like, I don't care what they do against the bad teams. I only care what they do against the great teams, and they beat the great teams.
But the overarching point there is what you do in the regular season doesn't define what you are. It's what you do in the postseason. Mm-hmm. If you're going to sit here and tell me it matters that you beat good teams, but it doesn't matter that you lose to bad teams.
Because those are the teams I'm playing once January gets
to. So you're saying if the Chiefs played the Raiders in the playoffs, they'd be in real trouble?
No, but that's what
I mean.
Like,
of course, we wouldn't think that.
We're not comparing the Bills to the Raiders. We're only comparing them to the Texans and the Ravens and the Chiefs. So if you want to value those games more, because those are the only teams I'm going to see when the season counts the most.
But this doesn't even stand up to the Chiefs and Bills.
Yeah.
Well, the Chiefs. Right. They can't find a way to beat the Bills in the regular season, and that's who they're going to meet in the playoffs.
Right. Right.
I feel like there's a couple of Bills fans that are trying on this new thing where they don't beat good teams. I'm sorry, what? Have you ever seen them play? They beat lots of good teams. This year they haven't beaten a team with a winning record. Let's go to the Baltimore game. Baltimore, they're down by what when the trick play goes awry and they ultimately lose?
11.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, they're not getting blown out.
It's the third quarter, and they're in Ravens territory.
Right. They're not getting blown out at the time.
Yeah.
And the potential exists. A lot of people felt like they were about to get back into that game. I also would like to say that we'll see how the Amari Cooper acquisition continues to go. This is not the same team now that they have acquired this one player. It's not the same team. You can tell me I'm overreacting to Tennessee. I don't care. The fact that you got a legitimate number one caliber receiver and an offense that did not have one is a different team. You are now a different offense to defend. Instead of Mac Hollins getting six targets a game, it's going to be Amari Cooper. And that is a massive difference. I watched yesterday Eric Turner, Cover One, did a film breakdown of all of Cooper's catches and some of his routes and some of the ways that he opens things up and how the Bills will now be able on one side of the field to put out Cooper and Kincaid and make them 1-2 in a progression for Allen. Guess how good that's going to go? It's going to go pretty well. Defenses will have to respect both of them instead of, what do we see in week one against the Cardinals? Everybody, five players, right on Kincaid, because that's the only guy they've got to worry about. So, I mean, at the risk of, I don't know, defending them too much, the prisoner of the moment stuff going on right now, all of a sudden, Baltimore is this unassailable juggernaut I can't consider being.
Right.
Baltimore has had the exact same existence. They went 14-2 and lost in the first round. Their first round. 5 years
their
ago.
Their first playoff game, yeah.
Like, Baltimore has all the questions that the Bills have to answer. And I don't care how good you are. You have to win in the playoffs. The Bills could beat every single good team left. They could run the table from here. What happens when they get to the divisional round? What do we say? Well, here you go. This is what will define it. They could finish 15-2. And if they lose in the divisional round, it doesn't matter that they finish 15-2 over 12-5. Doesn't matter.
If they're 15-2, though, this is more about, I guess, before that game. There's going to be a lot more confidence in them if they go on a run like that. It doesn't have to matter, but it will feel like they're unbeatable. If they from here on, like, they beat the Chiefs, they beat the Lions, they win all but like one or two games the rest of the way, and they do that with Cooper now in the fold, it's going to feel like, since they got Cooper, this is what they are. And that when they get to the playoffs, how are you beating them? How is it going to go? Like, it'll feel like the chances of them finally breaking through Kansas City or breaking through just getting the AFC Championship again, let alone the Super Bowl, it's going to feel like it's a lot more likely because it would have begun when they got Cooper. And his status on this offense, what he makes this offense into, I just think the upside is crazy. And like the Kansas City matchup, which is the one that Baltimore is hyper-focusing on, that the Bills will hyper-focus on, the Kansas City matchup, I could get to a point, I think, even though they've lost three playoff games, and I'm not sure the regular season game matters for this. It could. I could see myself getting to a point, to a place where I feel really confident going into that game.
That they're
going to
win that game.
I really think I could get there. And I think Cooper and the Bills' differences between where they were when they lost to that team last year in the playoffs and where they potentially could be the next time they play them would really come into play. That team that lost to the Chiefs by 3 last year was not whole. 1, they didn't have their linebackers, and 2, they did not have Amari Cooper. They did not have a weapon like that in the offense that was playing like that. They had Diggs, but Diggs was not under Joe Brady. It just wasn't working. I could get back to that point. The Chiefs looking the way they do on offense, I could see myself building right back up to a run here, and I'm feeling like they could go all the way to the Super Bowl very easily. And feeling like they could beat the Ravens, even though they haven't beat the Ravens and would have had a loss on their resume to them. I could get there.
I'm starting to think, you know, Tuesday is the reverse AFC power rankings on the afternoon show. Tuesday is Howard picks the Bills. The vibe I'm getting is that we should... Should we be talking about the Chiefs or the Ravens?
The Chiefs.
are you sure? Because what I was getting at is, I want to put up a poll now every Tuesday. Will you pick the Bills to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs? Let's put it up every Tuesday and track the results.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're sitting here saying, you know, you could get to a place where you're confident. And, of course, like if they go 15-2, you're probably more confident than if they're 10-7.
Sure.
Because you would have seen a lot of good performances. So I kind of want to do that. But if I do that, am I focusing on the wrong target? Because right now...
Wondering if they'll even get there?
The way the Ravens look right now, I mean, they hammered the Bills, which for some Bills fans might create an identity crisis because nobody ever does that to the Bills. I mean, the Bills went into Kansas City and won a game by 14 and then lost in the playoffs to the Bills that year, to the Chiefs that year.
Yep.
So...
How'd they lose to the Raiders?
I know. The Ravens lost to the Raiders. They gave up a lead late. That's what they do. They might have been about to do that to the Bills if Allen doesn't have the trick play happen.
They're at Cleveland next week, by the way, and then Denver.
The Ravens?
Are their next two games. So the hype's going to continue here.
Who's the... I guess that's...
No, it's got to be the Chiefs. Right? It's got to be the Chiefs. You said it earlier. The Bills and Ravens are in the same place. You can't... Doing it to each other, I don't know, like... They could also get to a place where they wouldn't even play one of these teams, of course, very easily. Because if I include the Ravens, then I feel like I got to include the Bengals. That's the thing. And I don't know how far I want to expand this.
And then that's where we just get to, well, that's where and then they lost. McDermott has to win in the playoffs.
He has to win in the playoffs overall. But Kansas City's got to be the top of the list. They have to be. They've beat you 3 times in the playoffs. They have to be number one. I've landed there. They have to be number one for this.
The last good team.
They're also undefeated.
The last good team you beat in the playoffs was probably Baltimore, right?
Yes.
I mean, the teams they've beaten in the playoffs have been Miami, Skylar Thompson, Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph.
Rivers with the Colts before Baltimore.
If you want to make this point about the playoffs, I'll listen to it. Like, the Bills do beat good teams in the regular season, of course. They have relatively routinely.
They beat five playoff teams in the regular season last year. Excuse me, no, they won five playoff... They won five games against playoff teams last year.
Miami twice.
Miami twice. Remember the other three?
Kansas City. No.
Dallas and Tampa.
Okay.
Dallas, they smoked, of course. So, yeah, I'm not worried about the... I'm not worried about them and their ability to beat good teams, though. They had no business being in the Houston game, and they were in it right to the very end. That loss even gives me confidence about it. That's one of the big four right now, it feels like, in the AFC, is Houston. And the Bills did not play well at all. Allen had one of his worst games as a Bills starter in there. And they still lost by three on the road. Okay, so I know they lost the game. I know it goes down as an L. That is one of the better teams in the conference that I could see come playoff time. And that looked like a pretty bad performance by you, and you still only lost by a field goal. At the end, that was, what, 57 yards? Whatever it was?
Right. Josh Allen went 9 for 30.
Like, you play your A game against them on that same day, you win by 25.
Maybe. I mean, if they lose Nico Collins, who they're still missing, by the way.
That's true.
Trying to figure out how to put this into a poll. I got to get numbers behind this. What is it? Which contender do you consider the standard to measure the Bills against?
Because that's going to be Kansas City.
If you ask it that way. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Which team scares you more? Because even
that might be a little different.
But even putting that in, like, if I put...
What you might want is... if you can only play... You only have to play one.
Who would you rather play?
Yeah. You only have to play one in a postseason run. Who would you? Because in that situation, you might get some people saying, "I'd rather play Kansas City." But okay. Man, even that sounds. I would respect somebody who was willing to say that. I might too, because I don't know. Baltimore looks scary, dangerous. Lamar and Henry as a combo is just so good.
If the Bills had to only play one of the two. In the playoffs,
yeah.
Who would you want them to play? Bills or Chiefs or Ravens?
Chiefs or Ravens. Yep.
I'm gonna preface this with like Week 8 poll. There it is.
All right.
I mean, the Ravens have won five games. They look good. They lost their first two, and they are right now rolling.
Yeah, they are. And it doesn't look like it's gonna. Looking at their schedule, it doesn't look like the end is coming soon.
No. And of course, injuries are a big factor here. Like, the Chiefs have suffered massive injuries.
How much of it, too, is just Henry? How much of the difference for them right now and how they might feel as a threat is because Derrick Henry is on the team?
Yeah.
Like, he looks unstoppable, which is wild, by the way, that he's able to do this at 30 years old. There are once in a while, like every 10 years, maybe there's an anomaly to this rule where running backs get to 30, running backs get to like 2,000 career touches, and that's it. Like the wheels fall off. Adrian Peterson did not have that happen to him, and Henry's not had that happen to him. And that's like it. He looks like he's 25 years old still.
I'm wondering about Nick Chubb being that next guy off injury.
What did he do on Sunday?
He scored a touchdown. He did okay.
All right.
He did okay. So I'm Matt Waldman breaking down some of his film. On, like, he looks as good as you could ask for a guy coming back off that injury.
I think he's the same age as Peterson was when he got the injury, too.
Because yeah. Chubb doesn't get he never has gotten probably the attention that Derrick Henry has.
No.
But he's one of the best running backs to ever play. Nick Chubb.
Ooh, 11 carries for 22 yards, though.
Yeah.
That could be the offense.
803-0550. I think the Bills with Cooper are different. I was trying to think of all the different parallels to draw, analogies to make, whatever. It is such a foundational piece that an offense needs, which is part of the reason coming into the year, I think a lot of people were nervous, and they went out and they got it, and week one, it looked good against, you want to say the Titans are 1-5, that's fine. You know why the Titans are 1-5? Because Will Levis plays for them. Not because of their defense. Their defense is good.
Uh-huh.
And the Bills put up more yards than any team had put up against them.
And they didn't play Will Levis.
That's right. They played a better quarterback, probably.
Not that Mason Rudolph is good.
He's not that good, but yeah. they played a better version of the Titans, and they smashed them.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, 803-0550. We'll track this poll.
Have you looked at the first, like, 100 votes?
Everyone's afraid of the Ravens. Yeah.
Is it everyone afraid of the Ravens, or does everyone want the Chiefs?
Fair. Okay.
It could be both. It's probably, a mix.
Who would you be more confident they would beat in the playoffs, Ravens or Chiefs? Isn't that the same? It's the same question.
I think this was the right way to put it.
803-0550. Give us a call on this. On the AFC. Tom writes in, law of averages. Got to beat the Chiefs eventually. That's right. I like that. All right, 803-0550 to join us, and 1-888-550-2550. Did they play the Ravens without what? Taron Johnson and Terrell Bernard?
Like they play. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, they didn't have them either. Baylen Specter was the one that was getting picked on.
You know.
Yeah.
Fun season. Bills are alive. Ravens look good. Chiefs are unbeaten.
Give me a healthy linebacker for a Chiefs or Ravens game, please.
Just one healthy linebacker?
Just any, please. You might AJ Klein, Baylen Specter. Just, I don't want to remember. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, they didn't have linebackers in that game, huh?
You might get two by January.
By January.
Yeah. It's Seattle week, a 4:25 game with the Seahawks. We'll, of course, track what's going on with DK Metcalf through the week. Sabres game night tonight as well. Sabres and Stars. Lindy Ruff joins us at the top of the hour. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be proud to be a damn New York Jet. Right now, I don't see it. I'm proud to be Aaron Rodgers. I'm proud to be this guy. I'm proud to be that guy. How about be proud to be a freaking New York Jet? Where's the passion for it? And I think that starts from the top as a damn head coach. I know this kid's thrown in there. He's way above his head. I get it. And is it hard as hell to be a D coordinator and a head coach? You're damn right it is. Okay? But, I mean, where is it? I'm worried about units. You know, my units play. I always hear, well, our defense plays great. But it's our team. And by the way, if you're that damn good, then win the damn game yourself.
Rex Ryan. I'm ranting about the Jets. Be proud to be a New York Jet. I mean, that seems like a heavy lift. You gotta be honest.
Yeah.
The franchise history. Yeah. It's tough.
It sounds like someone's screaming to be proud to be like a Buffalo Sabre.
Right, easy, easy. It's game day.
I saw some comparisons between the two yesterday.
The two longest droughts in sports.
They're the exact same, right? 13 years. Yeah. Who's more likely to break it right now? Jets or Sabres?
The Jets. I think the Jets are still alive. In a good, not that the Sabres aren't. But
2-5 versus 2-4-1 in an 82-game season.
Yep.
I might say the Sabres are more likely. They got more time to...
The Jets
make
have
it up here.
The next six games for the Jets are Patriots, Texans, Cardinals, Colts, Seahawks, Dolphins. I bet they go 4-2.
And then they'll be 6-7.
Yep.
And still needing to be almost perfect on the stretch. It'll be tough. It'll be tough. The math is tough, I think.
I don't know about then they play the Jaguars, Rams, Bills, and Dolphins.
Yeah.
Like nine and eight is in there. Whatever. I think it's possible.
All right. 9-8, and they'll need tiebreakers then, probably.
Maybe. I mean, the AFC is not good. The Broncos are in a playoff spot.
The Broncos, though, the difference there might be that the Jets' defense is not elite anymore, and the Broncos' defense is.
Right. The Jets' defense is a lot of reputation right now.
Yeah.
And not, you know, like not, all, they're all not, hat, no cattle.
I don't think they're bad, but they also... When do you see the Pittsburgh Steelers score 37 points? Ever. Like, I don't think the Jets' defense is bad, but that was a bad performance on Sunday. Like, they're capable of that, allowing Pickens to just dog walk them on giant plays down the field. Just, I don't know. I don't know what they're great at right now.
Yeah. Tua is set to return. He's going to practice this week. He said he's not going to wear the Guardian cap.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of information on the Guardian cap. We'll get a call in here in one moment. That does it help? Maybe.
There's no data on it.
The league cites some studies that say that it does help. Of course, the league is interested in making it seem like you can do more to prevent concussions, and if you decide not to, that's on you. There's not a whole ton of evidence from the Guardian cap. And again, there's Guardian cap for linemen versus quarterbacks. You know, they're not all taking the same kind of hits.
Uh-huh.
So if he doesn't want to wear it, it's his prerogative. I might think he should. Taylor Rapp's decided to wear it. I can't think of a reason not to wear it.
That's the thing, right? Like, it is possible that it doesn't really help. It's not possible that it hurts.
I saw a little bit about maybe the way that the head would move. Like, let's say you are in a pileup of players. Now you have a bigger helmet than the normal size helmet. Your head might be restricted. I don't know. Side effects, yada, yada, yada. It's just it's not as slam dunk as maybe some make it out to be. You should wear it.
Okay.
But I'd probably still wear it myself.
Taylor Rapp's wearing it right now.
Yeah.
Right. And Taylor Rapp is like the biggest hitter on the Bills. He flies around with his head a lot. So there's no data on it. That's also what they're doing now, right? Like, they're going to be watching the players that are wearing it now and trying to figure that out. So in 2 years, there will be data.
Colin in Kentucky is joining us on the phones. Good morning, Colin.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, kind of putting all of these discussions together about injuries and about, you know, looking ahead maybe to the playoffs, I'm kind of wondering if the Bills are in a position where it looks like they've got the division sewed up or, you know, maybe they've even clinched the division, and then it's a question of chasing down the one seed. If the one seed is, like, technically a possibility, but it seems very remote, and you've got a couple of weeks left in the season and you've clinched your division, is it really worth, in your mind, kind of chasing down a very remote possibility of getting the one seed? Or do you think it makes more sense to just kind of start to rest your players and think, gosh, like, look around the league, look at all of these injuries that teams are facing. Wouldn't it be smarter to just go into the playoffs as healthy as possible? I mean, I think back to that Chiefs game that I was at the divisional round, and we were just decimated on defense. And imagine if we were fully healthy with weeks of rest in advance of the playoffs. You know, how do you kind of balance that? What are your thoughts on trying to balance, you know, seeding versus trying to rest your starters and be as healthy as possible for the playoffs?
Yeah, thanks, Colin. Well, last year, remember, they had to run the table to win the division and get into the playoffs and host the playoff game. And in those last two games, they lost a bunch of players. I mean, lost players in the Miami game. They lost players in the playoff game against Pittsburgh. Is that where Terrell Bernard got hurt? Was the Pittsburgh game?
Yeah.
Gabe Davis got hurt in Miami, or was it the week before?
Miami, I think.
Okay. So, like, you lost important players down the stretch because you needed to fight to get in. The only thing I would say about your scenario is the two seed still would matter to them. You're still going to – you are guaranteed – let's say you're saying the division is locked up. I don't think they want to be the four. They want home playoff game. And let's be real about it, too. Like, you might go for the two or the three or the four. If Kansas City's the one, if they lose their first game to a tough opponent, then you host the AFC Championship game. In 13 seconds, the Bills were going to host the AFC Championship game because they were going to win on the road, and the one seed had lost, Tennessee. So – if they're in a spot where there's nothing to gain, I certainly would want them to rest some of their players, but I don't know how likely that really is because the two versus the four is very different.
Yeah. The one, though, for like the rest point, you'd want the one. I mean, in that hypothetical, if they're the one seed last year, just let's say they were one thing changes, the Denver game. I actually don't know how much they missed the one seed by. Was it a game? Was it two games? They ended up as the two seed. But let's say the Denver kick, there weren't 12 men on the field, and they still beat the Dolphins in Week 18, and they're the one seed. Well, guess what? Terrell Bernard plays against the Chiefs.
Last year, Baltimore was the one seed at 13-4. So they were not within a game.
They were not within a game. So you would have needed two things to be
different. They would have needed two more games.
Yeah.
And yes, what did Baltimore do? Baltimore rested in Week 17, slash 18, sorry. Baltimore rested in Week 18 and let Pittsburgh win, and that's how Pittsburgh got in the playoffs. Then Baltimore rested in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So the Ravens got 2 weeks because they had clinched it and locked it up.
Yeah. But Baltimore would less say, not knowing their roster off like the back of my hand, I think would less say that they lost that Chief game because they had a bunch of injuries, right?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
The Bills, you would get quicker to saying they lost that Chief game because they were down to their fourth-string linebacker. And again, the hypothetical I laid out, if they were the one seed and you don't play the wild card game, that's 80 less snaps that all of your defensive starters have to play that they could all be injured on. So that's an element of rest, too. Terrell Bernard plays the Chief game if they're the one seed last year. And how minute it might be, like, they're not the favorite right now. They're plus 900 to be the one seed this year at FanDuel, which equates to 10%. So it's not likely by any means, but it's not like it's this 1% thing that they're chasing. Like, there are four teams that are in it right now by the odds. Like, there are four teams that could be the one seed. You're just going to need the Chiefs to stumble a couple times here.
MVP, the weekly MVP conversation. What do they do with one, Mahomes, who's still the favorite?
Is he really?
I can't make anyone make sense of that. That if they were to, if the Chiefs were to play this way the whole season and get the one, and he gets the MVP, then they would need to redefine the MVP the same way they just redefined the comeback player of the year.
This is where I might want to differentiate, though, between who's the favorite right now and who would win today if the season was over. I don't think Mahomes would win if the season ended today.
That's probably right.
I think this is a bet on. He's going to start putting up better numbers. He's going to figure it out. And they're already 6-0, so the likelihood that the team's success is going to come in concert with that is already lining up.
Okay, so maybe you have people that are betting that are playing the game.
A little bit.
Which is, they'll probably trade for a receiver. Maybe that's DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Maybe that's Deontay Johnson. They're going to need more receiver help. And yes, he'll...
He's not going to... he's not going to end the year with more picks than touchdowns.
You would think. What would they do with Baltimore? Because Derrick Henry's on pace to break the rushing record now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not just get 2,000.
2,100, right?
But break the rushing record. And Lamar is playing very well. Lamar, 5 touchdowns last night. When you have a two-headed monster like that, in theory, you can't be the MVP.
Yeah.
You've got two of you.
This also, too, I'm looking now. It depends where you look. Mahomes... I'm looking at a list that has it broken down by book. There are a couple books that have Mahomes as the favorite. There are a couple that have Lamar Jackson as the favorite. And there's one that has Allen, Mahomes, and Jackson all tied.
Okay. You know who deserves probably more run out of that?
Who?
Goff.
Yes. I would agree with that, I think.
If the Lions offense continues to cook the way that it is, and they are the favorite in the NFC, and they win the toughest division, like... Goff should be getting more run there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mahomes.
Do you want to know something about Goff that's been incredible? Like, can a tiger change its stripes? Mm-hmm. One thing about Goff is new right now. You could chalk this up to coaching, surrounding talent, lots of things. He used to be a quarterback that all you had to do was get pressure on him. He was going to melt.
Yeah.
He's the number one quarterback in the NFL under pressure right now.
Okay.
It's changed.
Yeah.
They have answers for him. He's been very, very good. So anyway, we'll see. Allen, I like Allen's chances.
Well, because like if Mahomes does continue to have, if his season looks exactly the way it does the rest of the way, maybe I shouldn't be so confident that he wouldn't win it. Maybe he would. If they're the one seed and he has pedestrian numbers, like would they still give it to him? Maybe they would. They might give more credibility to, hey, look how good he's doing without any weapons.
Yeah.
But that'll feel backwards. Allen fans and Bills fans will be, I think, very upset by that because it will be, hey, wait a minute. You are ignoring the turnovers for Mahomes? But you didn't want to do that for Allen? What was the number one thing referenced for Josh Allen in the offseason when there was the straw polls by executives, right, in the player poll, overrated? What was the only thing that was ever mentioned?
Turnovers.
Turns the ball over too much.
Yep.
And then the moment Mahomes turns the ball over too much, like, guys, it doesn't really matter.
803-0550. If you want to call us, give us a ring. Lindy Ruff, top of the hour. Howard picks the Bills next hour as well. Sabres game night. Sabres and Stars at KeyBank Center. And you can, of course, hear the game here on WGR. Hey, let TRS Heating and Air Conditioning intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. Contest ends January 5th. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence powering tomorrow, comforting today. Sabres tonight play the Dallas Stars. It's a frozen frenzy night. All NHL teams are playing, and there are staggered starts.
They kind of got lucky. So there are 16 games tonight, all 32 teams in action, starting at 6 o'clock. So the first face-off of the night is at 6, Flyers and Capitals. The last face-off is at 11 in Vegas. There's no face-off that's the same time. They're all at 15-minute intervals.
Nice.
So it's kind of just a coincidence. The Sabres got the 7 o'clock puck drop. Everyone else is different. Like, it wasn't one of these weird, like, hey, the Islanders tonight have a home game at 7:45. That they're hosting. Like, the Sabres just ended up being the team. Like, it's just exactly the same as normal.
Sabres are wearing black and red on Saturday for the first time. Hockey Halloween.
Okay.
Revenge game for Lindy tonight.
Revenge game for Lindy tonight. Would you watch this, by the way? It's going to be, like, red zone. Like, I think it's Buchagross. It's going to be hosting. Like, they're going to be going game to game to game. Power plays. They're going to go right to that game if there's a power play.
Yeah, maybe.
They're trying red zone for hockey.
A little tougher, but I get it.
Yeah.
It could be really intense. Like, all right, power player cleared the zone. Let's get out of this game real quick. And back in, we've got a zone entry in Tampa.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been cleared. Oh, let's go.
There were two other sports that I liked this for that they tried it with. I loved it with the Olympics, the gold zone. And I do like, what do they call it for March Madness? They call it something. Whatever it is. They do rush, something rush.
Hoop heaven. I'll just keep naming them.
That would be good, though. I think that's a better name than whatever it's called. They do it for March Madness, and I do like it
buckets
for them as
well. Buckets of buckets.
Yeah. Also, there's Golazo, which is like that's Champions League version of this.
You retweeted this. There's video of Chris Godwin going off the field in the cart. So he had a dislocated ankle, which likely ends his season. He just came back from an ACL. And he was actually one of the quicker timelines on ACL, because I remember when we were comparing Tre'Davious White and maybe Vaughn.
Yeah.
Godwin came back kind of quickly from the ACL. Then once he got back in lineup, he was productive and whatever. He's a great receiver. He led the league in catches this year before this injury. So the video is him on the cart, and athletic trainer has his ankle in an air cast, and you can see him, Godwin's banging the side of the cart, like tapping it, like, and he says, I think what he says is, back to work, Jay. Back to work. And I looked at, so I'm doing some sleuthing here. I don't know if this is one of the Bucks athletic trainers whose name is John Ames. But maybe you'd call John, you call him Jay. Hey, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back to work, Jay, to me is, I just got through an ACL.
Yeah.
And we got to go back to work now. He's 28 years old. Like, the look on his face.
Oh, he's
like,
only 28. I thought he was in his 30s.
Look on his face, like, man, your heart, like, breaks for him. Like, I think about Tre'Davious White for this, too. Remember, Trey has the ACL injury. He comes back. He looks good. Then it's Achilles, and what do we all think? Like,
he threw his helmet off, too, in the moment.
Yeah, and you're like, man, I don't know if you can come back. Back-to-back, that's got to be so hard, missing more time than you're in. And here's Godwin going to miss a lot more time.
The good news for him, he plays a position where I think he might be able to come back.
Now,
slot receiver, like, I think he could do it.
Yeah.
Trey was so tough just because corners, you need to have all of that athleticism.
Man, watching him saying, back to work, Jay, like, it's powerful. Tough for Godwin last night. Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff, when we return, as we gear up for Sabres and Stars, which will be tonight here on WGR.
Listen to it.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.